Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Know I get lost in that show intro because that song to me is the epitome of down south, especially if you grew up in the era of jams and DJs and everything here in the down south area. I always open the show with that song, so I also get lost, you know, with the two-step, keep them cars moving. Listen, I'm going to keep it moving and get out of my nostalgic moment. This is Miss Latoya Bird of ILoveDownSouth.com. Thank you for tuning in. We here every Sunday at 6:30. Wait, most Sundays, but every Sunday from 6:30 until with highlights of what's going on down south, probably a business owner or organization leader or organizer, somebody doing something in our community that's positive and relevant. So that's what I like to bring to the table with the I Love Down South show. So if you could take a moment and to have a social media minute to share this on your platform, text a friend, tell them to get on the line. The guest call-in is really simple. It's 845-277-9321. Get some people to call in because tonight's show is absolutely powerful, and I think it's a needed conversation, especially amongst women in our community. But before we get into the show, I would like to give you guys an update on Good News Ghouls. So if you haven't been there, make sure you check out goodnewsghouls.com. It's a local grassroots community publication all about creating and celebrating good news. All right, and this week was an explosive week. Just got back from Vegas, actually, last Sunday. And shouts out to everyone who contributed and helped out with Mothers Fighting for Justice and Good News Ghouls' back-to-school event that took place at Ghouls Park. I wasn't able to be there due to the emergency business trip that I had to take out of town, but I heard wonders. It was so nice to help out behind the scenes and network with our community and just pull together, you know, these organizations and give them a platform to showcase what they do to the very people who they're trying to reach, which are, you know, the people in our community. So that was awesome. And then, you know, we had the school, we had the kickoff to a brand new school year all across the, you know, here in Dade County and nationwide. August is kind of like the month where we get things back rolling, schedule back to normal. And I just want to encourage all of those parents who made those sacrifices, did what they needed to do to get their children what they needed to have a successful, you know, start of school. So this week has been eventful, to say the least. I want to give a shout out to Regina Nadira of Great FM for coming down to an event that I had. I had a little intimate meeting with a few queens in the room. They were strong enough to come all the way down from where are they? Somewhere up in North Miami. Came down on Thursday. We had a phenomenal event, a meeting called How Healthy Is Your Wealth? So we're on our empowerment down south. Okay. So, you know, big things, you know. So, you know, and moving forward, we also had, I can't go on without mentioning yesterday's networking event hosted by K Radio. You know, I always promote other black media platforms here on the show, here in the publication. We're about that life. So we went out and supported K Radio for her first huge networking event out in Coral Gables. It was phenomenal. The networking was stellar. And walking away with mutually beneficial connections is what it's all about. So this was an eventful week for us. All right, and we looking forward to even more productive weeks and moving ahead for the rest of this year. So that's our little update on Good News Ghouls and what's been going on with us. But I need you to have, you know, that Michael Jackson song in your head. Beat it. You know, beat it. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. You got it? Okay, yeah. Beat it. Have that song in your head as we get ready to have just a dynamic conversation, because being defeated, I feel, is an option. And if we just can get in a place where we know we can beat it, we've already won. And so tonight's special guest is going to talk with us about what she's been doing to help others, to motivate others, to make sure that they're beating it. And I just, you know, this morning I was going over some details and I was like, you know what, I want to make sure I have this young lady on the show because she has a powerful message and a very effective track record in helping others. And in our communities, we suffer silently. We go through mental and emotional imbalances, and we don't find the help that we need. And we're losing some of our family members, some of our friends, due to depression, due to so many different mental and emotional issues, that if we just took the courage to open our mouths and talk to a friend, and look for those words of encouragement and that help. Sometimes you need that clinical help, but sometimes you just need that listening ear. Sometimes you just need that word of encouragement. So we want you to speak it to beat it, okay? And I have none other than the motivational mistress of ceremonies herself joining us on the line this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming the one and only Miss Lynette Brooks.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Thank you so much, Latoya. You are so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on. Thank you for being available. And you're always welcome on this platform. And for those that are listening and may, you know, not know about who you are and what you do, I would love for you to give us a lovely introduction about yourself and this movement, okay. this this charge that you've been given with Lady Speak. If you can, you know, talk a little bit about what Lady Speak is.
Okay. Well, let me start off by saying I am Lynette Brooks. I am a single mother of seven and a new grandmother to a baby girl who is today, she is 3 days old. And aww. I'm just elated and so proud of her. But as I stated, I am Lynette Brooks. I moved down to South Florida from Port St. Joe, Florida. It's in the Panhandle in North Florida. I moved down here. Oh my goodness! I don't want to age myself, but I've been down here for a while. But moving down to South Florida, I could not get away from my roots. I am a country girl at heart. Everybody's big mama. I've been a mama before I even had children. I love people, and I'm drawn to those that, for whatever reason, are broken. At the age of 16, God gave me a charge, and I didn't understand it then, and it didn't come into fruition until December of 2015. God spoke to me and reminded me that he has given me the power, the tools, and equipped me to speak life into those that have decided to give up for whatever reason. And if we are honest with ourselves, all of us have been at that crossroad at some point in our life. And all it had, you said it best when you said sometimes, yes, clinical intervention is amazing. I have a therapist myself, but sometimes all it takes is somebody telling you that you can make it, reminding you of your worth. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knows the plans that he has for us. And those plans are for us to prosper and to do well. That says it all. We all can make it. But sometimes the avenue in which we get there may be a little different from yours. Mine may be a little harder. Yours may be, it may come instantaneously. However it comes, we all possess the power to succeed. And if we take the time to look within ourselves, everything we need, we have it. Sometimes we just need to put a little fire under us. So with that being said, Lady Speak, women are known to talk a lot. But what I encourage my sisters to do, when you speak, say something, but most of all, say something positive.
Yes. Ladies, you heard that. Rewind. We need you to say that one more time.
When we talk, ladies, make sure you say something. Don't just beat your gums for the sake of beating them. When you say something positive. Speak life. God has gifted us to give life. Everybody don't give life through giving birth. It may be in the conversation. It may be in a good deed, but we all need to speak life.
Absolutely. I think that this should be a discipline. You know how we have math, we have science, we have social studies, but we're missing out when it comes to the positivity. Mm-hmm. I think we missed the ball. I think that we kind of think that the children and individuals in society are just supposed to naturally take the positive route. However, I think it's an art and a science to maintaining positive. So if you can touch a little bit on what it is that we can do, whether it's to children or to women or to families, what it is we can do to make sure that we are in the positive, we're within that positive range. And then I'm going to piggyback off of that.
Okay. That is a challenge. One thing that I tell my children, what you nurture is what will grow. I say that to them, and you can use that in any and every aspect of your life. We all have challenges. We all have things about us that may not be as strong as others. But I, case in point, I have a son that is autistic. I could easily capitalize on the things that man says that he can't do. But I don't. We celebrate and we magnify those things that he can do. And I think that's one of the things that we fail to do as a people, because society has already labeled us and said what we're not. But if we take the time to look at what the rich parts of our ancestry, those things that we are known to be great in, if we focus on those things, even when you're going through things, depression is at an all-time high, as you said earlier about suicide and we're losing each other. There's so much going on around us now that can make us feel like we're already defeated. But I think more importantly right now, we need to talk about those things that we have accomplished, those things that we have overcome. And when we focus on those things, it'll help us to be able to get past depression and low self-esteem and being so downtrodden. Right now, I myself was diagnosed with depression. And at first I listened to that and it almost got me. It almost got me. But the scripture I mentioned earlier, Jeremiah 29:11, helped me to get past that point more so than medication. It's easy to fall into self-pity, but I think if each one of us makes a conscious effort to reach one person, I'm big on compliments. Sometimes we're taught that, you know how women can be, we can be catty. And you mm-hmm. feel if you compliment somebody too much, oh, she thinks she all of that. Yes, I do. I do. I think I'm all of that because you pointed it out. Thank you, sis. But I think that's one thing we need to learn to do. We need to learn to compliment each other. We need to learn to lift each other up and, more importantly, support each other. You can't do good news ghouls by yourself. Somebody needs to give you the good news to spread. You have a platform to spread mm-hmm. the good news. Mm-hmm. So whatever good news I have or I know about somebody else, I bring it to you. Then we can build, it's power in numbers. And once we get past that and that crab in the bucket mentality, we can be so successful just by sharing and pointing out and highlighting those positive attributes that we all possess. And when we link it together, we can really make some moves.
That's right. That's right. And that's what it's about. It's about progressing and moving forward. And if we allow our depression, our limitation, or our lack
mm-hmm.
to determine the compass, to determine, you know, our navigation path, to determine where we're going to go versus using positivity, finding that positive thing where we can stay on course. And so the reason why I asked that question is because, let's be real, sometimes it can be hard to stay positive when mm-hmm. you are in a moment where you can choose either to be proactive or reactive. Mm-hmm. You can either choose to be negative or you can choose to be positive. We always have this choice, and sometimes we don't realize that we just subject ourselves to a certain scenario, a certain outcome, without being positively proactive. Now, mm-hmm. sometimes we can get in the zone. I call it the beast blackout zone. Those of you that are familiar with Good News Ghouls, you know we always talk about our community curriculum and this philosophy called what's bigger than beef. And mm-hmm. what's bigger than beef are your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, because these are the same very things you just mentioned. These are the things you focus on to maintain your happiness, to maintain mm-hmm. your positivity. Because if you are not zoomed in on that, you're a person without gratitude. You're a person without mm-hmm. You're a cannon. You are a absolute ticking time bomb because you have no anchor. And so that's one of the things we want you to do to beat it. So in those moments, you have to verbally, literally say it out loud. You got to speak it. You have to speak. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not focusing on that because my dreams, my goals, my aspirations are more important than slapping the taste out of somebody's mouth that may lead to somebody dying, that may lead to somebody going to jail, that may lead to these bundles on the floor. No, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that because I paid a lot of money, okay, for this.
Right.
But just to be blunt and to be real, it's that positive self-talk. I, too, have a therapist, and I promote that people how can I say this? Let me say this in a better statement. I promote that you look at yourself as just as important as whoever you think the most important person in the world is. And whoever that person is, they have a team. Like Miss Lynette just said, you have a team. So there's a speak it team that you need to have. There's a What's Big and Beef team that you need to have. There's a My Sister's Keeper team that you need to have. There's a Sisters for Sisters team that you need to have around you. I'm naming local organizations that are all about women empowerment. But this is for brothers too. You need to have certain key people around you that can help you when your personal dialogue tends to go negative or tends to go south. You need that balance. You need someone, an accountability partner. You need someone to remind you how great you are, to remind you of your most recent accomplishments while you're focusing on that one obstacle that's in front of you right now. They're the persons that are going to help you. So sometimes you know when your battery go dead and your neighbor got a car right there, you need some jumper cables. It's two things involved to get charged. You need the jumper cables and you need somebody with the juice. You need to be able to connect with someone that has the juice. So for one, this is why we have Miss Lynette. I'm about to call you Lynette Speaks. Lynette Brooks on the line is because she is somebody with the juice. You understand? You may know somebody in your circle with the juice. These are the people you want to make a connection with, because one of the first steps that we're offering to you in regards to beating the situations and the obstacles in your life is to speak it. And there's a certain way that you can speak it. Sometimes when you can't muster up the positive words to say to yourself, you need to jump. You need to find somebody with the juice to connect with. And so that's our first step that we've established. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a very candid conversation. It's organic. The solutions and the jewels are just dropping all over the place, and I need you to pick them up. All right? Yeah. So, one, we need you to stay positive. And as you stay, one of the ways that you can stay positive, even in the midst of negativity, is stay connected with somebody with the juice, the positive juice, like Miss Lynette Brooks, because she is someone who is speaking life into others. And so I want to talk about that, because don't take this wrong, that can be a churchy phrase. That can be a phrase that some people may not identify with, but it's a powerful phrase. It's a very powerful phrase, and I want you to, if you could, tell me a little bit about this gift, because I do believe that you understand that that's a gift that you have.
I'm glad you said that, LaToya, because it can be churchy, and I think a lot of times people will stand by when they see something, because you don't know what to say. A lot of times, and I that's just a part of me. I don't deny that I am a believer, but my charge was far greater than that. I have I selected a cheerleading squad that I did an exercise with, and with those young ladies, I had them each one had to turn to another little girl and say one positive thing about her. And because it was face value. We were in each other's face. So just pull one thing. It could have been, I like your eyelash, or your barrette is pretty. But I told them to find one thing about the young lady to say something nice about. And by the time we got to the end, everybody was smiling. And I wanted them to understand sometimes it's just one word. Our mouths are so powerful. The words that comes out of our mouths are so powerful, and we can make or break somebody's day. It is very exhausting, to say the least. I've gone to Agape to speak to women who have overcome things that I probably would never experience in my life, but over half of them had never heard anybody say anything positive to them, to encourage them that they were more than what they had done. And so that's one of the main focuses of my mission or movement, is to remind each one of us that as long as we have breath in our bodies, we can have and achieve whatever it is that we want. All it takes is a little push, and it is hard. Even now, with there's so much going on, and I have personal things that go on with me. That's why I know I'm equipped for this. Not that I'm perfect or I've arrived, because I have to encourage myself. And sometimes, even the one that does the most encouraging, we need that ourselves. So You said it best when you told me, like, you need to hook up with somebody that has the juice. And I love the analogy you made. But another thing that you didn't say, we also, when the battery is charged, it takes a negative and positive to make it work. So sometimes it'll take somebody saying something negative to you to remind you, oh, baby, I'm greater than that. I may have used to fall into those categories, but I'm not that anymore. And sometimes I tell my children that we won't let our negative past or the things that we've done in the past predicate our future. It can catapult us into a better life. Each day you step a little higher. You don't keep doing the same thing over and over. You know, make a better decision. So with that, you know, I can't say it any different than when I do speak to somebody. I need to have something to say, and not just saying things that are common or cliche. Reminding people that, you know what, Latoya, I know you were hurt. You know what, Latoya, I know you were disappointed, but you possess the power to make it better, even if it's not for you, for somebody else. And because you're taking a stand to empower, to educate, to inform others, you're going to always walk in a path of blessings, because what you do for somebody else will make room for things to be done for you.
Oh, I thank you for that, and we're gonna hold on to that that positive and that negative charge when it comes to just life in general. We talk about staying positive, and we don't want to paint a false picture for you guys, because it does take both. But you have to have the power, the energy, and the intuition, the intuitive nature to know when the negative is coming in, so that you can balance it. And you have to also give yourself credit for the positive. I feel like a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough credit. You know, the same way that you were sharing about complimenting others, I feel like we don't do that to ourselves. And we need to spend more time with ourselves. So one of the things that I feel that has been helpful in regards to speaking it to beat it, I think you got to get in the mirror more often. I want, especially the ladies, I want the ladies to spend more time in the mirror, and just spending more time with yourself. Spending more time with yourself, because when you are looking for something in other people, I want you to first start with yourself. I want you to first start with yourself. So we want you to increase your mirror interaction. I did something, Lynette, where my therapist gave me an assignment. I had so much homework, personal homework, to work on yourself. And by the way, if you do not have someone in your circle that is that empowerment coach, that motivational person, that, you know, please get in contact with Miss Lynette Brooks. If you click on her name in the show description, it's going to take you directly to her Facebook page, and you can connect with her there. Or find someone. Find someone like Miss Lynette or myself. We're here to help you. And again, you're going to have a strategic team around you and moving forward in life, period. Period. It's just it's mandatory because you're going to benefit from the trials, the errors, and the triumphs of those that are around you. And you want to level up. You don't want people around you that you're the only person in the group with accomplishments, with endeavors that are going in the right direction, and everybody else around you is going in another direction. So that's not balance. Remember what we talked about, the positive and the negative? You want to have some balance. You want people in your circle who can, again, speak life into you and provide some support to you, and who have been where you're trying to go. So we need you to level up out there if you're listening in. But don't forget to spend more time with yourself in the mirror. Don't forget, in doing that, you are acknowledging who you are. You're falling in love with yourself all over again. Because, Ms. Brooks, I think sometimes we get so far removed from who we are, where we want to go, us personally, because we end up focusing on so many other things. So that's why it's so important to speak positive things to ourselves. You know, and once you speak these things and you spend more time in the mirror and you're connected with your own juice, you know what I mean, and you're able to balance that positive and negative within your own life, you are going all the way up. There's nowhere to go but grow. All you're going to do is grow up, period. You're going to elevate. You're going to move forward. And these are the benefits of speaking positive things. So, there's some people out there are like, man, what y'all talking about? Like, give me an example. So I want you to share with me some, like, some situations, some stories, some testimonies of when you were personally able to, you know, help someone when it comes to speaking, or when, or testimony, or sharing a story of someone who, you know, just decided to start speaking. You may have a personal, you know, story or somebody who you've worked with.
Well, closer to home, one person that I encouraged, my son, he lost his eye at the age of 18 to a freak incident. But nevertheless, they were fighting to save his eye for over 9 months. And then the decision came that it was best to remove his eye. I'm not sure. That was a very hard time for me and my family. But what I can say, what the driving force for me, another young man was shot the same way the weekend after, and he died on the spot. So that was my driving force to encourage my son. And I can say that although he lost his eye, God gave him, and I say God with no apologies, gave him vision, because it's almost as if he found his personality. He was always my background child. You wouldn't know he was home. He was always quiet. Now his personality is just as big as life. He's all over the place, and he was a radio personality for a little while, but he's not afraid to try things and, you know, travel and do things that he wouldn't have done before. And I'd like to say that even during that time with me encouraging him, it was encouraging me that regardless of whatever hand you're dealt, instead of hiding behind what people are going to think or how is this going to look or how it's going to change my life, I was encouraging him to find ways that he can use what he went through to help others face it. Face it. You said it best when you mentioned about looking in the mirror. A lot of times we, as a people, are taught to hide or sweep things under the rug when we're going through hard times. But for me, I feel that it's best to face it. I had to encourage myself when I had been in a relationship for too long, and we were planning to get married, and my heart was crushed the week of my wedding. It was called off. And dealing with humiliation and answering questions about why not, I wanted to hide and just not talk about it. But I had to face it. And I had to push myself to understand and know who I am is not predicated on a relationship or another person. I am valuable in spite of my disappointments. So not only did I have to encourage my son, I had to encourage myself. And then I have a friend that went through so much loss. She lost her mother. She lost her sister and someone she had had a crush on for years. They committed suicide, and she had just dealt with so much loss and disappointment. But through talking to her and her talking to me and we sharing, she is now so inspiring and able to help other people find light and life after being disappointed. It's numerous things I could share and talk about. I'm a community mom to all of my children's friends. They, I've had to take people in. There was a young lady who she had had one child and she got pregnant again. Her mom put her out and was sending her to a shelter. And I really didn't have the means, but I just felt a tugging to have her come and live with us for a while until she was able to find herself, just find her inner voice and the ability to know that she could make it. And the decision came. She decided, okay, I'll go to a shelter so I can better myself. But it was that period, that tender moment where she just felt that she couldn't make it any further. She came to live with us. I talked to her, encouraged her. Now she's married. You know, she has her two kids. And I know that I was instrumental in helping her to see that it wasn't over. And I think that's one of the biggest things for me, knowing when to let go, when your portion is over. We all play a role in each other's lives, but I think the biggest thing is to know when you have done all that you were supposed to do and all that you can do and not overdo it. So I, like I said, there are several people that I've had to talk to, and sometimes it's hard letting go. I had the opportunity to be a foster mom to children, and I had to stop because I have a problem with letting go or saying goodbye. So I made I stopped and I ended up adopting. But I know, LaToya, that all of us play a role, and I don't believe in coincidence or happenstance. I think that everything happens for a reason. The biggest gift is figuring out what that reason is.
Speak it. Okay,
and
so
when we speak
I,
it, that's
I'm,
how
I'm,
we beat it.
You listen, beat it to a pulp, to beat it to the white meat. Listen, sometimes you have to speak as if your life depended on it. Sometimes you have to speak like your children's life depended on it, and they not even hear you. They're not even hear you. So for those of you technical, you know, intellectuals that are listening in, those of you that know about No, what is it? Neuralistic programming. Let me look it up really quick. I forgot. But it's so much power in words. For those of you that are from the church background, and those of you that are from, like me, I like to study things. And so it's so fun to see science outline something that you learned in a spiritual context, you know, and then vice versa, to see them sometimes one in the same, and but nobody wants to acknowledge, you know, wants to acknowledge it. And it's like, man, this is simple rocket spirit, or this is simple rocket science, or something people will say. And it's like, okay, so sometimes you do have to check things on a verbal note. Somebody may say something. I have a family member. They say negative things all the time. They don't even notice it. They don't even notice it. But I have to limit my conversations with them, you know, and because it's, you don't want nobody speaking no negative stuff over you.
Right.
So that's why, this is why you have to speak it to beat it. And I was thinking about earlier, I got out of the car today and I, a twig or, you know, some sticks. And when I stepped on the sticks, I said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. I said, whoever made that was not in tune with the power of words. They were trying to distract somebody. They were trying to fool themselves. And in fooling themselves, they put up blinders on everyone to make them think that words weren't powerful. Words are life. In the beginning was the word, and the word, look, I don't know about all that, but I know enough to know that nothing will exist without the language. What you going to do if you're unable to communicate? Whether it's verbal or nonverbal, communication is everything. Communication first starts with the inner dialogue with yourself. You tell yourself what you're going to do. Sometimes you tell yourself what you're not going to do. And based on that sheerly, that's why it's important. Why do you think vision boards are so powerful? You put words and pictures all around you so you can see it, so you can remind yourself. You're thinking these things. You're seeing it. It's in your peripheral. It's in the subliminal. So everything has to be meticulously, strategically set up that you're constantly speaking the right things, that you're constantly saying it, that you're constantly, that it's just a part of you now. When you see something, when you see something, you say something positive. A cousin of mine, little cousin of mine, I love her to pieces, and somebody told me that she was in the mirror trying to rub off the black off of her skin.
Oh, wow.
And I told them, I said, that's because y'all let her watch this TV. You're showing her things. You're programming her. And she's doing what logically makes sense to her. She's doing what logically makes sense to her. In her mind, what she sees in the mirror is ugly. What she sees on television, the messages that she sees on television telling her something else. So I have to be intentional in my conversation when I speak to her. I tell her, do you know you look like a beautiful Nubian melanated queen? And she says, what is that? And I said, that's you. Your skin is so beautiful. Look at your color. Look at your hair. It's so wonderful. It's soft like cotton. And she's looking at me. And I'm hugging all over her. And now she's starting to think different. You know, I don't know what she's thinking, but I can tell she's thinking it, because if a 5-year-old can have that type of experience without anybody telling her directly, these are things that are happening indirectly, what do you think will happen to you and your family when you start speaking positive directly to your children, directly to yourself, directly to your friends, your spouse, you know what I mean? It's going to have a great magnitude it's going to be a massive, epic experience that you're going to have. It's going to be life-changing is what it is. And so you're going to start to listen to people differently. You're going to start, once you start speaking positive things, you're going to start to listen for positive things. You're going to be able to notice when it's a negative or a positive. You're going to be able to notice if somebody's speaking life or they're speaking death. You know when somebody hating, they ain't even got to say hate words. It may be the way they formulate their sentence. That look good, hating. You know what I mean? You're going to start to find you're going to start to see that it's also an energy. It's also what people's intentions are. So we want you to make sure that your intentions stay pure, your intentions stay on the positive note so that you can always be speaking the positive to balance all the negative that's out there. Do you know what I'm saying? So Miss Brooks is a brand new grandmother. Don't you think?
Yes.
The baby only 3 days old. She's been speaking to the baby since before the baby got here. Is this true? So we got a lot to do. This is why praying grandmothers are so important. They should be a part of our team. When I go to my grandma's house, what you doing? Why are you laying down? You need to be somewhere speaking it. Walk around her house. Say it. Like, come on. Every grandma has the job to just speak that positive thing over her seeds, over her generation, over her family. And like Miss Lynette said, like, I'm getting ready to consciously do that for my high school seniors at work. They will not be the traditional seniors to just go to school and get a job. No, they won't. They're going to be world leaders and world changers. Yes. That's what it is. CEOs, business owners, you know, people who have a real chance at living a life on this planet. So you do have, you should take on the responsibility of speaking positive things. So for those of you listening in and talking about what in the world is speak it, what? Okay, let me help you out. You have to speak positive things. If that's what you want to experience, what we are highlighting right now is that your words are powerful, and we want you to be conscious of your words. We want you to be intentional with your words and positive with your words, and just do some acid tests throughout the day, because sometimes that negative self-talk, those negative words, can get in there all the time. Like earlier today, I think I said something like, "I'm broke." And so guess what I got to do? I got to fix that. No, ain't nothing broke. It's just, you know what they say. They use this term ghetto sometimes. And sometimes it has a negative connotation. But when I was young, when I was little and I first heard the word ghetto, I learned it to be resourceful. Like, you don't throw away the mayonnaise jar. That's going to be a cup. Or you don't,
right.
It was innovation to me. So when I hear people say ghetto now, you know, I'm like, what you mean ghetto? You mean resourceful? You mean like, no, we're going to make that useful. We're going to recycle that because we need that. Or you know, so it's all in how you give a word power, or you give a word acknowledgement. So you wanna do an acid test and just check yourself and make sure you are using the word in the way that you want to use it. You get what I'm saying? So you want to check when you say things that may be out of line. You want to just go back and fix it and use it the right way. So I am not broke in the sense of anything. I'm fully functional. So is the money that's flowing in my life. So those of you talking about what does speaking life mean, I just did a little sample. Because Miss Lynette Brooks is going to give us a little sample before we get off this show, because
that's
this
right.
is something that we must put into practice. I'm going to share this with you, Lynette, and then I'm going to be quiet because I'm hyped. Like, I'm hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Because is what it takes. And so this is one of the things that I'm learning. Ms. Brooks, I'm learning that you don't have to be a grandma to be a pairing grandma.
That's right. That's right.
I'm learning that because
that's
my
right.
grandma is retired. Like, she like, child, I done did the prayers that I'm going to do. Oh, bye. Like, she done. She done. She like, I don't even know half y'all names. Leave me alone, girl. She just want me to leave her alone. She want me to leave her alone. So I because of this show right now in this moment, I'm realizing that I may need to be the praying grandma. You know,
that's
I may need
right.
to be the one
that's
praying
right.
and just speaking life and mm-hmm. and in the future I feel that, you know, we will have praying grandmoms that we could
mm-hmm.
actually have on a payroll to pray
mm-hmm.
all around the clock. Like, you come in,
mm-hmm.
that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job.
That's right.
Get your butt in
that's
here.
Right.
Get in here and
that's
speak
right.
it. Man, listen. So this is a testimony of me speaking it, and this is one of my friends. We talk all the time. This was a few years ago. You know, I had some issues with my student loan, of course, time. And I was like, I can't pay this. I don't know what Solomon is thinking about. I say, you know, God, you need to figure something out. You need to holler at me because I don't know what to do. I'm just, can we defer them? Can we put them in forbearance? And I'm doing all these things, but I still don't really know what's going on with it. I just know it's a
mm-hmm.
debt. It's something that I need to do, but I feel like I can't do anything with it, so I'm not even going to pay it much attention. This was years ago, and I'm like, I need something. Can we? It needs to be something to make these loans go away. This was said years ago. And so recently, you know, I was able to be a part of a program with PHP Agency that helped me get my student loans from $72,000 down to $19,000, from $600
wow.
a month down to $100, $150 something a month. And, you know, I want to be shocked and surprised, but at the same time, I've been waiting on this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting. So I'm excited and I'm full of gratitude. I'm full of gratitude that I was patient enough. I'm full of gratitude that I was bold enough. I'm so tired of people making easy winky
mm-hmm.
spider type of ooh, requests or expectations, you know? So it's like, wow. So Miss Lynette, in the same week somebody dropped something in my lap. Oh, you need to go check this out. They're giving out houses. See if you qualify.
Mm.
They're gonna give you almost $100,000 towards a house that you pick. What?
Mm.
Really? What? Then boom, another thing. I've spoken years ago, you know, I want to understand money. Why do I not have money? Like, what is going on? I have a degree. I follow the formula. This
mm-hmm.
is my brain. And all of this happening within 1 week. This is about 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, this is nice. This is nice. So imagine if you just decided to speak it, to beat it. If you incorporated that in your daily regimen, not
mm-hmm.
just you. What if you got with some friends? Look how powerful it will be. Look how powerful
wow.
it will be. Look, and what's your new grandbaby's name?
Her name is Kaylin.
Okay, Kaylin. Kaylin. Oh my goodness, that's a powerful
mm-hmm.
name.
Mm-hmm.
So Kaylin, she doesn't even know. She's going to be reaping things that you spoke, the positive
mm-hmm.
energy that you spoke, the prayers that you spoke. She's going to be walking in it, already a millionaire, already doing these things,
mm-hmm.
taking care of what she needs to do, running her program, her school, her fashion, whatever, her art, whatever it might be. I don't know if you guys have checked the statistics, but business owners are getting younger and younger. There's nonprofit organization owners that are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. They've been on the show. So the sky is not the limit. You are the limit. It's up to you. You can only experience what you want to. And Lynette, sometimes I hear people say, because I'm very controversial, Lynette. I hear people say things like, "Well, if God won't me to, or if this," and for me, I just see God as so big that He already did everything in the first. When He said, "Let there be light," it was done then. And you asking Him about something so small, He gave you the power. I got the power. He gave you the power.
He sure did.
To create.
Mm-hmm.
To create. It's within you. That's why I say he's with you. So the creative power is with you. Why are you whining and crying about something? It's like a child whining and crying about something they already have. But I ain't going to go there. I'm going to relax. Because,
don't relax.
I'm going to relax because I want somebody to beat it out there. And so as our show gets ready to wrap up, Miss Brooks, I need you to carry us out of here if you could speak a word, 60 seconds of a positive word to our listeners, to whatever's on your heart, when we want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
I am honored, LaToya, and I would love to say that at this moment, at this time, we possess the power to have any and everything that we want. Yes, even whether you want to acknowledge God's existence or not, He has already possessed in you the power to speak it to be, and it shall be, because it was already founded way before you were born. And I want everybody to know that you were wonderfully made and created. Every hair on your head was placed there for a specific reason. The skin that you have is yours and yours alone. You are unique. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are necessary and mandatory. This world needs you. There is somebody waiting for you to open your mouth and speak life, to plant that seed or water that seed or help that seed to grow. We all have a purpose.
Come on now. Come on, get your seed
ma'am.
In your water.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Thank you much for thank you so much for toiling the soil, and we got to give you a round of applause.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, LaToya. Thank you for the platform.
You're welcome. That's from my electronic audience. you're always welcome. If whatever you want to do, if you want to do a speaker moments or whatever you want to do on the show, you're more than welcome to come back. We thank you for what you're doing in the community. And if you can as we get ready to close out, if you can share with us, I don't know if you have something coming up, but any way that you want the listening audience to engage with you, feel free to provide any information.
Yes. Pain to Purpose, it's a local organization that I am partnering with. The founder is Shonda Roberts. Domestic Violence No More, and they have a teen summit coming up October 21st. We need donors. We need businesses. We need sponsors. We need people to help us to get the word out to these teenagers that love does not hurt. Physically, emotionally, love does not hurt. So those of you that want to give back and to help speak life into these children, to understand that love does not hurt. So that, again, that's coming up October 21st. Please, Pain to Purpose, P-A-N, the number 2, purpose.org. Please, we need your donations. We need your sponsorships. This is something that, this is another way that I give back by hooking up with those that are making a positive change in our communities.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be on October 21st at Gould's Park. You want to get there. You want to get with paintapurpose.org. Wait, paintapurpose 76. Isn't it? 76.org.
Yes,
you want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you register. Get your youth groups registered. I, too, will be at this event. I'll be doing a segment on motivation. Look, my brain going blank. I'm going to be doing something, but whatever I'm doing, I'm going to be speaking life.
That's right.
At the event.
That's right.
I think I'm going to be doing a segment on self-esteem, I believe. But
yes,
nonetheless, it's going to be a huge team summit, and they're also going to have something for the parents, which is also awesome. I love events that invite the whole entire family because I think sometimes we segregate the family when it comes to different community events. It's only for the adults, only for the kids, but I love to see family events going on. So we want to thank you guys for chiming in. Those of you that are listening in online, I see a lot of people listening in online, but you didn't have to be scared. You could have called in. We weren't going to bite your head off. We were just going to speak life to you for a little bit. Know what I mean? So make sure you chime in next week, same time, same place. Here on the ILoveDownSouth.com show. Make sure you visit GoodNewsGhouls.com. Check out our latest publication, one of our hottest publications of the year. We were featured in Miami Times after we dropped our August issue. Shout out to Dr. White, the infamous Dr. White, FAMU's Marching 100 band director, was featured in that magazine, and then Miami Times decided to pick up the story, and it was phenomenal. And just a lot of great articles in the magazine, and we're looking forward to an even hotter issue for our September magazine. So check us out. If you need us for a booking, for an event, so on and so forth, make sure you get in contact with me at 786-972-8695. That's 786-972-8695. And we want to thank you guys. We want you to beat it. In order to beat it, you got to speak it. All right, so peace and blessings, everyone. Let's jam on out. Thank you, Miss Brooks.
You're welcome, love.
Is it all right?
Absolutely. Come on, y'all. Let's get your two-step ready. Get out there and write.